Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the breakfast huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Huang. This morning, we're going to take a look at two REITs in stocks to watch, Ascendas REIT and Capital Land Integrated Commercial Trust. We're going to try and break down why these two are our stocks to watch this week. On the line with me this morning is Vijay Natarajan, who is an analyst at RHB Group. Good morning, Vijay. How are you?
Good morning, Ryan. I'm good. How are you?
Very good, sir. And you've put these two REITs as your stocks to watch. Could we start off by getting a bit of an overview where the REIT's outlook is concerned? And funny, you know, it's in view of the Fed rate hikes and, you know, all those signals that they've given overnight. What are your thoughts?
I guess if you look at some year-to-date performance, year-to-date REITs has performed flattishly. Considering the inflationary and interest rate outlook, I would say it is a commendable performance by Singapore REIT sector so far. With regards to the 50 basis point hike, I mean, I guess the Fed has been telegraphing this 50 basis point hike for some time. I guess these are all priced into the REIT markets at this point of time. So looking ahead, we do expect REITs cautiously outperform the market despite an inflationary and interest rate outlook. We do expect selective REITs to outperform the market.
Okay. So one of your stocks to watch is Ascendas REIT. The bulk of its assets under management are in what's called new economy assets. Tell us more about this.
So I think that if you look at from the COVID and how things has changed post-COVID, there has been quite a bit of a demand for new economy asset class, in particular asset classes like data centers, logistics, and to some extent business parks and other economy industrial asset class has been quite resilient during the COVID. And if you have seen the manufacturing data for Singapore, PMI numbers have been up on it for a 22nd straight year this month. So industrial as well as the new economy asset class has been resilient and has been the go-to sector over the last 2 to 3 years. And Ascendas REIT is well positioned in the market. It is a market leader in Singapore. It also has a good portfolio of logistics, suburban office assets in markets like UK, Australia and US, which has also been doing quite well despite COVID-19 and has been minimally impacted by COVID. So we believe this REIT being the largest and the liquid proxy to Singapore industrial sector as well as global logistics market is a stock to relook at this point of time.
Okay, but would you see any other risk factors to watch with regard to this REIT? I mean, I get the trend.
I guess the risk factors are definitely inflation as well as the rising energy prices and interest rate impacts. So this is something which is a risk for a REIT sector as well as Ascendas REIT to watch out for. With regards to inflation, I think Central Bank has been working on a thin ice for some time, and they have been trying to tame the inflation, which has been getting out of control for some time.
Yeah.
They have delivered a 50 basis point hike. They have pinned down another 50 basis point hike for the next few meetings too. So if inflation doesn't come under control despite all these efforts by central banks, what this means is that we would be facing a recession somewhere down the road.
Okay.
And that is a scenario which would be negative for REITs in general, and it would be a risk scenario for Ascendas REITs also.
Now, at least for now, the tone or the language seems to be there's some confidence that the central bank will be able to get this under control. The oil situation, energy situation where Russia is concerned, I agree with you. That's worth watching out for. Their unit price is down over 4% year to date. What is your target price?
My target price is $3.60. I mean, with regards to this unit price, I think the share price has underperformed over the last 1 year. What we believe is this due to a combination of reasons. One, I think investors have been switching to a more of a growth and a reopening play focused sector from the start of the year, focusing on sectors like office and hospitality REITs. And last year was also a kind of consolidation year for Ascendas REIT. They have been buying a few assets, so they have been doing some fundraising and assets have been ramping up. So there has been a bit of a mixed effect in terms of consolidation impact in the Ascendas REIT. But looking ahead, we believe that these are all in the rearview mirror, and we believe that the DPU is expected to grow by 3-4% this year for Ascendas REIT. So we have a target price of $3.60, which represents roughly about 28% upside from here. And more importantly, the stock gives a good dividend yield of close to 6% at this price level.
Very nice. Okay, Vijay, let's talk about your other stock to watch, Capital Land Integrated Commercial Trust. Now, it's in the news this week. It completed its acquisition of 79 Robinson Road, the office building there. I believe the deal is $930 million, and they're going to rebrand it Capita Sky. Very cool. What are your thoughts on this, and why is it one of your stocks to watch?
Firstly, Capital Land Integrated Commercial Trust, again, is a proxy to Singapore economy as well as it's one of the reopening play, mainly because it has close to 92% of its assets profile targeting on Singapore market, especially in sectors like office and retail, which has been knocked down by COVID-19 but has been on an uptrend, or I would say rebounding back post the reopening measures which has been announced by the government recently, with almost all of the restrictions that has been relaxed at this point of time. With regards to the acquisition of Capita Sky, I guess this has been somewhat anticipated by the market. This is an asset which has been in the sponsor pipeline. It's a good quality asset which has been acquired from the sponsor pipeline recently. Although the yield is good, we still believe that the pricing of the deal was slightly on the higher side. Nonetheless, we believe that the stock is something to watch out for as a proxy for Singapore office as well as retail recovery. Although we believe that the valuation of the stock at this point of time is slightly on the higher side. So our call at this point of time is a neutral with a target price of $2.35. But we are watching out for the strengthening of the Singapore market and a proxy SCACT.
I'm actually, and just to wrap up, I'm trying to think of any potential risk factors to watch out for. But I can't when you consider that, you know, the reopening seems to be going well. I mean, if you look at our traffic updates, there are more cars on the road, cab drivers are complaining about traffic. Would you say then the only risk factor is any potential further COVID variant then?
Yes, that is always speculation. I mean, we have been through this for 2 years.
Yeah.
And I really hope that we have come to the tail end of COVID-related. So COVID is one risk, but I think it is a low probability at this point of time. But what applies to Ascendas, it applies to CICT also. I mean, one of the risks that has been flagged down recently by CICT also is that utility charges. I mean, the impact of utility charges, rising electricity prices on CICT is going to be about 4 to 5% of DPU. That is not a small amount. What has happened is that CICT has been paying some electricity charges last year used on a contract price. But this year, this price is going to be nearly double that of the last year. And everybody in the street has been feeling it, and REITs similarly has been feeling it. So that is one of the risks. And how this utility charges, is it going to be persistently high next year or a year after, or is it going to come down? I mean, the Russia-Ukraine war and the impact of utility charges, the impact of economy has been widespread. And the other one is, again, economic impact. I mean, if the war prolongs and if it drags down few other countries into the war, we are probably looking at recession. As I said, there are a couple of factors which are at thin ice. Inflation is one, and how the war pans out is the other factors. But we hope all these factors would come under control by second quarter, third quarter, if all the moves take place in the right steps.
Yeah, you and me both, man. Vijay Natarajan, analyst at RHB Group, helping us out this morning. Really appreciate your time, Vijay. You take care and stay safe.
Thank you, Elliot. You too.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.